Dave is now calling the Queen three times. Now, here's my guess. She's going to walk in the door.
I hear her screaming from down the hall right
okay,
now.
She's going to walk in the
door. She's running.
This is her normal move. If she doesn't answer, she now shows up and surprises us.
She's very busy with the tuna Nikosi.
Yeah. Here she is. This is her move.
Oh.
Not a treat for us, though, either. I assume you just were at the Minneapolis Club?
I was at the club. You know, there's a Rotary meeting there. Minneapolis Rotary Club.
Rotary meeting. Okay. Okay. Want to put your headphones on? You don't need your headphones. It's just us talking.
I like to hear my own voice.
Okay, so. You do. It's been a number of years since I was at the Minneapolis Club. Here's what I'm envisioning, Dave. I'm envisioning when it's lunch, she gets, again, her standard, Nikosi. and then they come out with a tray of desserts. That's what I'm envisioning.
I think they wheel the cart out.
Maybe it's wheeling the cart.
Yeah.
Do you like that when they wheel it out or the tray?
It's a little bit more of a show.
Yeah.
I like it when it's fancy. I like the tray because I think that shows some dexterity.
Oh.
Right? Oh. It's also possible it goes boom right in your face, too. Yeah.
You're impressed by others' dexterity.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Sometimes it's very impressive. And
it is Friday.
Yeah. And then she had a dessert treat herself.
Yeah.
And then thought, I'm about to see Chad and Dave. One of them loves dessert. That'd be me. Then Dave's a bit of a fraud on it. He'll act like he doesn't like dessert.
But he'll eat it.
He'll have it. And so Minneapolis Club is a half block from here, just for the
not
folks who don't know.
Not even a whole block. Yeah.
Half
cross
block.
The street. When we say cross the street, we literally mean.
Yeah.
Cross the street.
So you could have brought over pecan pie, cheesecake, chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Creme brulee.
Oh, creme brulee.
Bananas Foster.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Mm-hmm. Get out of here with that one. it's so overrated. Tira is somebody else's Sue. I don't want that near my Sue. Okay, get that Sue away from
me. Get that Sue. I don't like that.
I mean, there's some Sues I want near me.
That's not the Sue.
The tear, get out of here.
The tear, not the tear.
Did you give any thought after you had your lunch?
I have to say I wasn't thinking about
y'all.
I love you, but I wasn't. And we had extra cake because in addition to the
extra cake
meeting, extra. My main chief copy editor is Kevin Berger.
Yeah.
It's her birthday and she's retiring. So
Kevin's had a excellent career.
Oh my God.
Multiple media places and flourished at all of them. So
yes,
congratulations to Kevin.
Yes. This is what happens when you work with I have a requirement. I discriminate at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. I only work with people who are over 65.
Yeah.
Because that's a different work ethic.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have any emotional support.
And you're 66.
You
a lot of people don't know.
You don't have to dim the lights. Nobody's coming to work crying about their boyfriend breaking up. We're a different generation. We're different animals. We work differently. We work through things. We work together. And so I discriminate. You got to be elderly to work with me.
What kind of cake did you have?
It was vanilla, but it had lots of sprinkles at the top, and we had the candles and stuff. And I had to run out. You know, I left my team. It was a team meeting.
The cake is over there now.
The cake is over there now. I left the cake and the candle and Kevin and the team to come over here with y'all.
Okay,
and ran.
I don't think you ran. Dave, yes or no? On the running. Heels or not? No, flats.
I don't think it was a dead sprint.
It wasn't a sprint.
Shikari Richardson
wearing,
out there. But
very nice, very summery.
I lost 18. I did not have any of the cake. I have lost 18 ounces. I'm trying to lose a little weight because.
Dave, premature clapping there. He heard the 18, assumed it was going to be pounds.
Well, no, if you go down, you get an applause.
If you go down, you go down. And so.
So, in other words, your cake is available.
My cake is available if the ladies have not eaten my cake. But yes, I did not have any cake.
Yep.
And I actually didn't even have lunch because, you know, the Emmys are coming up. I don't know if you knew this or saw the billboard. I won an Emmy. And so.
Really?
Yes.
I had not
you
heard.
You hadn't heard?
No.
Okay, yeah. And so the award ceremony is October 19th.
Yeah.
And so there's a dress I want to
you
get
going
into.
For 22 ounces by then?
Yeah, but it's 26.
Yeah.
There's a dress that I want to get into, and Sean said the dress is, quote unquote, not forgiving.
Not forgiving.
Not forgiving.
Okay.
So I have a little, in the midsection, I have a little extra.
Yeah.
And so there's certain outfits that I can't wear.
I like how
wear.
You rubbed your tummy. It was very, very visual like that.
Because I can't wear it. Otherwise, it'll look like I'm in a maternity outfit.
Yeah.
The A-line dresses. So I have to wear a
Could be big news if you announce you're pregnant.
No, it's not going to be big news. So I have to have a certain type of dress. And I don't want to have to choose based on my weight. I want to be able to wear what I want to wear and still feel and look good. So I'm trying to lose a little weight.
How much do you think you want to lose, need to lose, to look how you want to look in this
7 pounds.
7 pounds.
7 pounds. That's not hard, huh, Dave? That's not hard to do.
Do that in about 3 days.
No, I can't. No.
3 days.
I'll just spend half of it in a sauna. You'll be fine.
What kind of sauna? If you had to be in a sauna or a steam, which way would you go?
Okay, I don't know the difference. I've never been in a sauna. I've never been. I don't know.
Never?
Never. I see the people in the little houses and they doing the stuff and it's real big right now. I don't even know what's going on.
The sauna is having a moment here for the last, 5, 10 years, would you say?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's the dry heat mostly.
Okay,
the
what
sauna.
Is it?
The sauna is the dry heat. You go in there.
So it's a little house, a little room.
Little house. There's rocks in there. You pour water on it and it gets very, very hot. What do you think the average temperature is for a typical sauna with the dry heat?
I bet you're a good 150.
Why would you want to do that, though?
No.
Sure, why not?
Why would you want to do that?
150? You're not making appetizers.
But why would you want to be hot? Why would you want to sweat? I'm just trying to figure out why. Tell
me. Maybe to lose your 7 pounds.
Oh, you could lose weight in there.
You can lose weight in there.
Traditional saunas typically range from 155 to 195
Oh,
Fahrenheit.
My God. I live
the average
in Texas,
American
and when it was 99 degrees, I did not want to be there.
Average American prefers it between 150 and 175. Tell me I'm an idiot again, Chad.
He put the Google on you, boo.
It's really that hot a sauna is?
Have you ever been in a sauna?
Or
a sauna?
A sauna. Yeah, don't. By the way, don't text one texter, one Finn. It's pronounced sauna. Go to Finland, okay, and then call it sauna. We're here in America. America. Yes.
Okay, so what's the other one? You said that's
steam is moisture.
Okay, so the sauna is dry heat?
Yes.
Okay. So that's Arizona. So the sauna is Arizona.
Arizona closing in the sun, apparently.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Whereas the steam, this will shock you, there's steam coming up with moisture all around you. Look up how hot a steam normally is because okay.
And the sauna and the steam room are two totally different things. Okay.
Opposite.
We don't have anything like that at the club. I have to talk to these people at the Minneapolis club. I pay too much money in my membership. Maybe we do. No.
Do you have a women's locker room?
Yes, we do.
Do you just go in the bathroom versus the women's locker room?
Well, you know, I'm not going in the women's locker room because there might be germs in there.
Yeah. So I bet you have something
you
like that.
You think we have a?
Yeah. What's the temp for steam?
Typical temp between 100 and 120, but obviously the high humidity makes it feel.
Makes it feel. It's kind of like when you live in Houston and it says it's 100 degrees, but it feels like 110.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or when you send your kids down there and while you're partying
you
and socializing and your poor kids are outside constantly.
I had 48 hours before they passed out from the heat and I had to fly down in the middle of the night to pick them up.
You
48 hours.
You had planned on keeping them down there because I have a memory for a month.
For a month. But the little
outside,
could not take it.
Like they're grilling. They were a hot dog of
some sort. You know what? My mom is old school, and she remembers when we were kids, we would go outside. Everybody did. You go outside and you play until lunchtime. You come back and your food might be on the porch. She might let you in the house. And then you go back outside and you play until dinner time. And so that's what my mama was assuming that the kids could do. She said, my kids outside to play. And they almost didn't make it.
I know it's still hot in Houston. I have another way for you to lose your 7 pounds.
Just go to Houston.
About 5 days and have your mom lock the door.
Where is fall? Has anybody seen fall?
Fall
are we putting the APB
yet.
Out
fall,
on fall?
Okay, don't even go there on this show.
Where?
Fall starts
fall.
September 22nd.
Okay.
7:43 a.m. Sunday.
Okay,
you can
we're not even looking at fall. Like, why
this
did
is
I?
Summer. This is perfect.
This is not summer.
Hello.
I took my time.
Are you against the big calendar?
I took my time to go and buy jackets, check the scarves, make sure we had light jackets and heavier jackets. I took my time to get.
Wait a second. Are you putting your kids even now? Would it shock you, Dave, if the kids. Daniel's going to school and he's got a snowsuit on because she already pulled it out.
You got to get your money's worth.
I pulled the stuff. I got snow boots. I got the gloves. I'm ready. What is taking so long for fall to get here?
Keep pushing
the way. They are still in shorts.
Can I circle back to the cake? How many people are at the said lunch?
It was seven of us with me.
Okay. Of the six, is one of them slightly in the doghouse in any way?
No.
Mm-mm. Could be a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could that one bring over a slice of cake? Dave? I mean, it's a half block.
It's a half block. It's a half block. I'll just go get you some cake, and you better eat it.
I will.
Okay, Dave.
What kind of cake are we talking?
It's like birthday cake with sprinkles
on it. I'm in.
Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. Well, I'll bring two slices of cake.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll
should we just cancel the next segment?
Well, no, we can't. I got stuff to talk about.
No, yeah, we got some good stuff to talk about too.
All right.
The Queen is here. Are you in tomorrow noon?
Noon to 2:30. I have an abbreviated show.
The Twins and Red Sox play in the
What's
afternoon,
or
are you just leaving?
I'm just I got stuff to do.
I need that 30 minutes. Either is a possibility.
I need that
Twins
30
can be playing, or you just decided, Brad. I'm going to be hungry.
Yeah, I needed that 30 minutes.
Get Stevie T in. Stevie T, one of the nicest guys
Steve
on the planet.
So sweet.
Steve, come on.
Come on. You don't need that 30 minutes.
The Queen is here. 651-461-9226. Want to tell us the music theme here?
We are playing songs from the greatest rock album of the last 20 years, probably longer, because 20 years ago tomorrow, Green Day released American Idiot, and it's still my favorite rock album ever.
Very nice. The 666 rule. That's what a lot of women are citing now, Shaletta.
Okay. I'm a woman.
Their requirements, the man must be 6 feet tall.
Oh.
He must have six-pack abs.
Okay.
And makes over six figures. Where is Shaletta Brundage, single woman, attractive woman, about to be 7 pounds lighter woman? Where is she on the 666 rule?
Okay, first of all, I need a map to where these men are. Is this like something that we watch on the cartoons? Is this a Disney Channel thing? Okay, so if he has six-pack abs, he doesn't have six figures because he's 23 years old. Okay? And if he has six figures, he may not be 6 feet tall because of the Napoleon complex, because short men work really hard. Okay? So I don't know how you are going to get a man who is 6 feet tall, who also works out, who makes six figures, who hasn't just gotten out of jail and is selling drugs. That's where I'm thinking these guys are. Where do you find these men? If you show me where these men are, I will go to that place.
Noon to 3, WCC Radio, Monday through Friday.
Again, that's a mythical.
Talking about me again?
Yes.
A mythical, magical place.
The short guy. Yeah.
In Never Never Land. No. Yeah.
Okay. Is height something
I'm
you would prefer?
I married a man who's 5'2".
I know.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Yeah. He's not 5'2".
He's like 5'5".
Yeah, I was going to say, he's about
5'6". He's about 5'5", and a half maybe, yeah.
Okay.
So, no, height's never been important to me.
Yeah.
Ever.
Who was the guy that you, when Sean didn't
almost
commit
married?
To, that you almost married, how tall was he?
He was short like Sean, so maybe I like short guys.
So you're into short guys.
I may be into short guys. I never thought about it, but he and Sean are like, if they ever met face-to-face.
How would Sean react to that?
Oh, Sean's cool, so he wouldn't say anything. He'd probably bite his lip,
I can't imagine Sean upset.
He never gets upset. I've never seen him upset.
Is he just so...
He chokes it down so well.
Desensitized that you've beaten...
I've beaten him.
...the raw emotions out of him. He doesn't have... Dave, you know,
there's
like...
There's no feeling.
There's nothing left.
Oh, I see him walking around the fair, and she's on with you, and it's just... Yeah, I guess I'll just be here. Me and the kids.
I see his head on a swivel going, could we make it to that exit before she saw us? And then he goes, no, we
can't. No way. No way, no, baby. No way.
Right now, you know who Sean's hero is?
Who?
Andrew.
How is Andrew Sean's hero?
Because Andrew's escaped.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, I'm very upset and I'm very emotional right now. I know you said this. You were the first person who told me this. But I don't believe that it's true. I think something must be wrong. Maybe his phone is turned off. Maybe he hasn't paid his phone bill. But I text Andrew. Chad, he does not respond. I call Andrew, leave voice messages. He does not respond. I
if it was something important, he would.
It is important. Hey, son, how are you doing? What's going on? What'd you wear to school today? Did you eat?
No.
What were they serving at the cafeteria?
You don't text your college age son. What did you wear?
What did you wear? So, do you know what? How he responds to that? He doesn't. I have not gotten a text message or phone call from my child. The only time.
How long?
Since he went to college. The only time I
see. So we're at a month now.
It's been a month.
What about the Sunday calls?
The Sunday calls. That's also the only time I see or hear from Andrew is we have Sunday proof of life calls where at 4 o'clock on Sundays, everybody gets on the Zoom wherever they are, the kids, me, Sean, and Andrew, and we chat for 10, 15 minutes. Everybody says we love them, we have a prayer, and then we go. That is the only time I get to
see. That's enough, right, Dave, considering the life the kid has lived.
I think that's good.
I mean, for most of us, yeah, that's, I mean. Are you familiar with Shawshank Redemption? Okay. When they finally made it out and they met on the beach, that is going to be Sean and Andrew at some point.
One of us is going to be sanding an old boat.
Exactly.
Do not co-sign on his madness. Do not co-sign.
You're like the evil warden of the jail. Okay, so this guy goes on a date.
Okay.
They meet for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? There's no spark.
Okay.
There's just no. There's nothing there.
Okay.
So the guy reaches back out to her and says, "I want my $6 back that I spent on the coffee."
Oh my God!
How about that one?
My God! What a jerk! He's not in the 666 club. I guarantee you, anybody who does that does not have abs, is not 6 feet tall, and does not make six figures. Now, I don't know about
you guys.
You're
a jackass if you do that.
Oh my God!
Unless she was so awful, and then if she's so awful, she's not going to give you the $6.
And if she's so awful, don't even worry about it anymore.
Yes.
You just move on. I know that back in the day they used to call that an investment. Like if I was go to the club, and I never took any money to the club with me because everything was sitting up good and I had hair and I was fly. But anyway.
What kind of dancer?
Oh, my God. Like Soul Train, Don Cornelius. What? Yes.
So 0 to 10.
11.
Of course. Okay. Do we have any video evidence?
We do. I will try to produce some.
All right,
but I could
I'd
just
like
break dance
it.
In here for you. So back in the day, you know, if a guy bought you a drink at the club, he would just, like, follow you around like you were his for the night. Like, you would have to dance with him. You would have to hang out with him.
It's pretty gross.
And I'm telling you, it was, a real stalkerish move. But they would call that, like, I made an investment in you. I was like, dude, this Long Island iced tea was $8. Do you want your $8 back? But we didn't get to dance yet and blah, 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 blah. And I remember one time I had to, like, call security because this guy was, like, he ordered the drink and then refused to pay for the drink. Like you said, the spark went out. I was like, I don't really feel like dancing. It's not my song. And he was like, well, I'm not going to pay for the drink. I was like, you ordered the drink.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not paying for it. They called security. We had to call security to get the guy to pay for the drink.
Do people still drink Long Island iced teas? Because there was a stretch of my life where I used to drink a lot of them.
Long Island was it. I don't even know if they know. The new bartenders, they don't know how to make good classic drinks like Long Island iced teas.
No.
No.
I don't know if it was a classic drink, but it was.
It was classic.
It was
for
the
me.
Thing for a while.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to get your cake.
Thank you
very
much.
I'm going back to the Minneapolis Club, going to get your cake. Make sure you eat it. Okay.
Right here in studio.
Okay.
We will.
Exactly. All right.
The great Shaletta.
Whoop, whoop.
She'll be on tomorrow at noon. Another. Excellent guest is former St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson. Frequent guest in the show. Blair's next on CCO. My friend and a man who spent the majority of his adult life in law enforcement, just retired the last couple of years as St. Cloud Police Chief and on the show quite often. Blair Anderson is kind enough to join us. Like all of our guests, Blair is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. Hope you're great. Let's jump in right away. We've talked about this individual before, Hussein Braveheart. He was in the news years ago when he was 15, and he was a part of carjacking with Jared Oshman. And they attempted to steal a vehicle from Steve Markey. Oshman shot first on Markey, and then Braveheart also shot at Markey. Markey would die. Then Mary Moriarty stepped in when there were much more serious charges out there and dropped the charges dramatically from down to first-degree attempted assault, sentenced to 54 months in prison Because he'd already been in custody, this sentence was tantamount to time served. The judge, as you remember, Blair, initially wanted no part of it. Said, I'm not okaying this. But then when Moriarty and her team made some adjustments, he had no choice but accept it. And part of what Moriarty said, and we had her on the show at that time, Dave, talking about it when I pushed her strongly, he realizes the error of his ways, his youth. He's making tremendous progress, and we want to give him that opportunity. Well, guess what happened? Hussein Braveheart was arrested Sunday and charged with a felony for fleeing police in Dakota County as he was driving 100 miles per hour in a stolen car. And he also ran multiple stoplights, drove erratically while being pursued. A helicopter was needed to apprehend him. The two of us have talked on and off air about Mary Moriarty a number of times before. And I know how she ran and what the basis of how she wanted to be different than Mike Freeman. I've discussed that over and over and over again, including with her. But when you see Braveheart's name come up again, and you already have your established feelings about Moriarty and her team, what came to mind when you first saw this this individual back in the news again?
Well, thanks, Chad, for having me on, my friend. It's always good to be on with you. Chad, anger, rage, disappointment, and, you know, at long last, you just shrug your shoulders. You feel sad for that family of that victim, and you're enraged by the fact that this woman is still in office and she's elected, so the only thing that can get her removed is for her to be disbarred or for the voters to say enough is enough. And you've already said it more eloquently than I can. She is a very dangerous person, and she is not using her platform the way it should be used. And I, you know, as a resident of Hennepin County, I'm outraged. As a citizen, as a former police officer, it's the thing that's the most frustrating for us, right? You know, our job is to find bad guy, arrest same. And when we do that and we don't get any support from our district attorneys or our county attorneys, it's heartbreaking. It's soul crushing. It's gut wrenching. And I'm pissed off because there's no way that she belongs in that chair.
Yeah, you've made that point multiple times on this show that you don't believe she's equipped to be the Hennepin County district attorney. Let's just deal with kids versus adults and kids in carjacking across the country, but in particular in Hennepin County. No one is suggesting every single time that a 15-year-old is treated the same as my age, 59. But there are circumstances and details and facts that matter. This is a carjacking. This is firing a gun at someone who already has been injured. This is someone who they were trying to get to accept in a deal at one point, second-degree murder, and then ends up getting time served, and we're told about all the great progress that he has showed us. Well, that turned out to be utter nonsense. And we also know in Hennepin County, you know this better than I, the issue of carjacking, of individuals of ridiculous ages. We had the story, what it was about a month ago, Dave, with the 13-year-olds stealing the car and then shots fired at them. So it's 13-year-olds, it's 14-year-olds, it's 15-year-olds. And Blair, these are repeat offenders. And we're not putting enough teeth into it. We're letting them go. It's clear O'Hara is extraordinarily frustrated. And I can't say all the names, but there are plenty of Democratic officials who either are known or are essential behind the scenes who've told me the last 2 years when they've heard me talking about Moriarty, when they shake their head and say, we adamantly don't agree with what she's doing. These are people in her own party who passionately feel like you that she is not up for the job.
And here's the thing, Chad. There are statistics that bear this out, that if you're stealing cars and you're doing violent crime by the time you're 13, 14, 15, the statistics show us that by the time you're 18, 19, or 20, that is going to escalate. And so the whole idea that it's just a juvenile crime is absurd when you start talking about the level of violence that these teenagers are engaging in. And you know, Chad, I grew up in one of the most violent neighborhoods in the world. And so I understand this probably better than a lot of folks. But, you know, attempted, the guy's already been shot. You shoot at him as he's driving away trying to save his own life, and you wind up with time served for attempted assault. Come on, man. This is not rocket surgery. It's not.
You were trying to kill the guy, so you could get away with it. Case closed.
And eventually they did. Sad as that is, and I just feel awful for his family, it is gut-wrenching. And I don't know how. Perhaps this woman doesn't have a mirror in her house, because how could you pass the mirror test and say that you have a soul, or that you're a human being, or that you're for humanity and doing what's right and do the things that she's been doing since she took office? Chad, it's just, I don't know. They're not enough expletives. There just aren't for me, and I don't want to get you in trouble with the FCC, but I have a whole bunch I could hurl. But this woman is dangerous. She really is, and I don't know what drives her or how she thinks the way she does or what for, but what I do know is that she ain't doing a damn thing that's good for humanity with the platform that she has right now.
I think it cannot be stated any more powerfully than that. Let's put Blair on hold. Let's get to other topics. This is powerful words from a man who lived it year after year after year. Huge part of his adult life in law enforcement. Successful years as St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson. Retired a few years ago, and we're lucky to have him on our show. Back with Blair in moments on CCO. Right back with our friend Blair Anderson, former St. Cloud Police Chief. Blair is a diehard Lions fan. Did you see the note the other day, Blair, that Dan Campbell, the successful Lions head coach, has been harassed so many times, in particular after losses, and these buffoons found out his address. He's been doxxed, other people sent there to fix things when there's no reason to fix things, that Dan Campbell had to move because of buffoonery from fans of the Lions who were upset that they didn't win a game.
Well, what a shame. That's the first time hearing of this, because we suffered for so long, and clearly Dan Campbell has the answer. I mean, we are a few plays away from going to the Super Bowl, which we've never even been close to. And here's what I will say. That clearly is not typical of Detroit Lions fans, because, Chad, you've been in this industry for a long time. And even when we were horrible, which was most of our existence until the last couple of years, that stadium is packed.
It is.
Every single game. There is not a seat to be found. So they can't be Lions fans if they're behaving that way towards a guy who has gotten us as close to the promised land as we've ever been. So shame on them.
It is just, I mean, this is criminal. This is not just buffoonery. It's criminal behavior that I enjoy sports. You enjoy sports. I love that people have passion for it. But the folks who think this somehow is acceptable is awful. Okay, let's get to Spot Shooter. I know you're familiar with this. And the Minneapolis City Council, Brian O'Hara, the police chief, who you've stated many times on our show that you have great respect for, wanted to continue the contract and wanted to expand the area. And in the end, the city council, not as long as O'Hara wanted and not as far, not adding as many neighborhoods as O'Hara wanted. Jeremiah Ellison said, a long extension of the contract, a massive expansion that just assumes this works the way we want it to. I feel like it's better to go this way, voting just purely no on the expansion didn't seem like it was going to be in the service of the community that I represent. Jason Chavez, I have a shot spotter in my neighborhood, so people are still being shot and killed in these locations. Prevention, intervention, healing, reducing, getting these guns off the street is what actually is going to reduce gun violence. But shot spotter is not going to do that. I mean, if the bar to me, Blair, is for shot spotter, that it has to end violence 1,000%, what a false question that is. To me, is it helping? Is it effective? Is it giving law enforcement a better chance? Is it falsely accusing people? But if the bar, it hasn't stopped everything, to me, that's nonsense.
And that's the cry of the truly desperate. And thank you for pointing that out, Chad, because obviously it's not a preventive maintenance tool. How can you use something like that to prevent people from going out with guns and resolving their issues with gunplay? What it is a very effective tool, and that has been proven over and over again, to help the officers who are responding get a grip on what has happened and where in a much more efficient manner than without it. Is it expensive? 100%.
Yep.
Is it worth it? Absolutely. And so speaking of buffoonery, you mentioned the Minneapolis City Council. I can't think of a better word to explain that group. But, yeah, no, this is and this is the sad part, because this is the argument that, oh, it's not preventing gun violence. Well, that's not what it's designed for. It's designed to help us get a handle on something as efficiently and effectively and as quickly as possible. And it is a proven tool, not just here, but throughout the country. So I wring my hands, and I'm apoplectic with the way they make decisions. And this is another one of those instances where they are throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Because, no, it's not supposed to be a preventive tool. It's a tool that helps us effectively and efficiently get to the bottom and resolve some of these issues. And without it, you're not going to be as effective.
Well,
and that's just the bottom line.
Talking to you, talking to Brian O'Hara, talking to Mary Arredondo, Tim Dolan, Tony Bozo over the years since it came into play, this is, you know, Boza didn't have that when Boza used to come on with me. You know, it allows you to find out where something happened as quickly as possible, and maybe in a quicker way to track down the potential suspects. Now, for people who say civil liberties are being violated and that certain neighborhoods are being targeted and residents of that neighborhood are being targeted and falsely accused, what do you say to the people who offer that up?
So let's unpack that, because I many times have fielded calls from citizens, and this, I'm going to go backwards to go forward. When the Mary Moriartys of the world make the decisions that they make, they don't call her office. They call the police and say, why is this person back on the street? Why are they still committing crimes? So I say all that simply to say this. Here's the news, and people don't want to hear this, but because I'm where I'm from and I try to keep it real, Chad, there probably are more gunshots reported on the north side of Minneapolis than there are in Minnetonka or Wayzata or Victoria or any of the other suburbs that we have. You go east, west, north, or south. And so we need to unpack that comprehensively and not be ashamed or not be dissuaded from talking about those issues, because that's real. It is real. And so to have those kinds of tools to help, and this is no slight on North Minneapolis necessarily, because I know a whole bunch of people who live there and who are from there who are hardworking, decent citizens. but it's the scourge that tarnishes, you know, areas like that. Do you know, Chad? I didn't know this because I'm a transplant until a friend of mine told me. There really is no such thing as North Minneapolis. That's a political term, right? It's all Minneapolis. It's Minneapolis, but when you say North Minneapolis, the connotation is, oh my God, that's a violent area. That's the hood, if you will. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Yep. There are a whole bunch of decent, hardworking people that live on the north side of Minneapolis, and I guarantee you that they would be the last people who would want a shot spotter or any of the other tools that the MPD are using to help them be more efficient and more effective in getting to the bottom of the crimes that happen.
Yeah, so they would not want those taken away or limited. That's
no,
for sure.
No, yeah, they wouldn't. They wouldn't, Chad. But sadly enough, this is what happens when we politicize this kind of crap. And I don't know, man. We're in big trouble.
Yeah, I got to jump in. We got about another month of golf left. Let's try to make that happen before the snow comes.
Please, can we? And before I go, Chad, I'm putting you in charge of this. I need to meet Shaletta because her and I are kindred spirits. We clearly were raised the same way just listening to her, and I'm not trying to get fresh with her because you met my lovely wife,
yeah,
Robin.
No.
But me and Shaletta
done deal.
Need to have some face-to-face time, and perhaps, you know, she might write me in on her contract and let me come and do a guest appearance on her show.
Oh, that would be interesting.
How
all right, Blair.
That?
I got to go. I'm already a minute and a half late. Thanks, man.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Dave Harrigan, when do you want me to stop talking?
Let's stop talking in 20 seconds.
20 seconds?
Yeah, let's make that happen.
Hey, the big CCO event, October 21st, Chan Essen Dinner Theater. There's not many tickets left. Not many tickets at all. Get it done, WCCORadio.com. Go right now.